The gospel today has two clarifications and one lesson. The first clarification having to do with the teaching of the mustard seed. In the Gospel of Luke, the Lord said that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can tell this mulberry tree to be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. In the Gospel of St. Matthew, it is reported that the Lord said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you will command this mountain to move, and it will move. Same idea. But the clarification here is that when we have faith in God, even if it's just a little bit, it is God who will do great things for us. You see, the phrase that we're familiar with is, faith moves mountain. And oftentimes we hear that as, if I have faith, I can move mountains. But the clarification is, if I have faith in God, God will move the mountain. You see the subtle difference? It is God who will do everything for me. I just need to have faith. Just even a little faith. The second clarification. Having faith in God is something unique and natural to human beings. It is nothing extraordinary. The birds in the sky don't fly around and say to each other, who made the sky? The fish in the ocean don't swim around and say, is there life after death? Our dogs and cats don't stop you and say, is there God? Does God exist? See, animals are incapable of these kind of thinking. These kind of thinking are the capability that have these kind of thinkings are human beings. We are the only creatures of God that think this way, that even ask the question, is there God? Should we believe in God? Should we have faith? So the reality is, it is in our very nature that we have faith. We must have faith in someone or something. Even those of us who claim to be atheists say, I don't have faith in God. Well, if they say they don't have faith in God, that means they have faith in something else. It may be a certain form of government. They may put their faith in a certain ideology. They may have faith in their social position. They may put their faith in their doctors. They may put their faith in their lawyers. They may put their faith in their therapists. Or they may put their faith in themselves. But ultimately, every human person puts faith in someone or something, you see. Because it is in our build-up. It is in our makeup. Animals don't do this. Human beings do. And so the clarification here is that having faith in God is nothing extraordinary. It is very unique and natural to you and to me, human beings. In fact, not to put faith in God is to put faith in something else, lower than this great things beyond us. The things of heaven, the things that are unseen, the things that are required. Great acceptance. And so having faith in God is actually living out that nobility that is unique to humans. But of course the devil don't want us to do that. The devil wants us to put faith in lower things so that we can live like animals rather than human beings with no more ideas, no more beliefs. And the greatest nobility is to be able to put faith in something that is outside of me, that is beyond me, that I cannot understand and I cannot explain away. The lesson. It seems that the Lord Jesus is telling us that to have faith in God is a certain type of disposition that we must have. And that is the disposition of someone who serves God. And at the end of the day, after having served God, will say, I am an unprofitable servant and I have done only what were obliged, that I was obliged to do. It seems that the Lord Jesus is telling us that to have true faith is not just lip servicing God, it's the way of life. That having true faith is not something that we can take off. You know, I'm at church, I put that coat of religion and faith on. When I'm in school, I take it off because I'm no longer in church. When I am at the market, I'm no longer a religious person. When I am at the restaurant, when I am visiting my friends. See, I put that coat on, the coat, Catholic coat on, when I am in the Catholic Church doing Catholic things. See, this is not faith. This is something else. The Lord Jesus seems to tell us that to have true faith, even if it's just the size of a mustard seed, faith attaches itself to our soul. It becomes part of us, that we cannot take it off. So that no matter where we are, no matter what we are doing, we are living that faith. To have true faith in God means, it seems that the Lord Jesus is telling us, to have true faith in God means when I go to church on Sunday, I don't say to God, God, what's in it for me? What's in it for me to go to church? To have true faith is when I go to church on Sunday, despite of all the temptations not to go, all of the competitions out there that for my attention, for my time, it's very inconvenient for me to come to church, but yet I do it, and at the end of it, I say to God, God, I am simply doing what I'm supposed to do. That's having true faith. It seems that the Lord Jesus is saying that having true faith is when we say our rosary, when we do our devotions, when we come to pray before the Blessed Sacrament, spending time, spending hours, doing religious things. We don't say to God, God, now I've done all these religious things, now you owe me. It seems that the Lord Jesus is saying, if I have true faith, even if it's the size of a mustard seed, I will do all of my devotions, I will do all of my prayers, morning prayer, evening prayer, rosary, whatever it is that I do as part of my religious practices, and at the end of them, I say, Lord, I'm just an unprofitable servant, and I'm just done what I'm supposed to do. It seems that the Lord Jesus is saying to us that a person who has true faith, when we manage to do something good, you know, like helping the poor, forgiving someone, honoring our father and our mother, telling the truth, being faithful to our spouse. What else is there? It seems that the Lord Jesus is saying, if I have true faith and live out these things that God tells me to do, I don't say to God, God, ain't I good? Look at me. I'm such a good person. I'm so religious. Look at all the good things I have done. No. It seems that the Lord Jesus is saying, if you have true faith and you do all of these good things, at the end of the days, you look at God and say, God, I am but an unprofitable servant, and I've only done what I'm supposed to do. So, my brothers and sisters, if we look at our faith now, today, I think it's pretty much smaller even than the mustard seed. And so as we pray together at this Holy Mass, for an increase of faith in our hearts, so that we can truly do this, that we can live out our faith pleasing to God each and every moment of our life, not only in church, not only when we're doing religious things, but every moment of our lives, wherever we are, we're going to live out that relationship with Jesus visibly. That we're going to do all of the commandments of God to the best of our ability, and every day when we go to bed, we'll say, God, I did pretty well today, but I'm an unprofitable servant, and I only have done what I'm supposed to do. Only the faith of the size of a mustard seed, God will move mountains for us. God will uproot the mulberry tree. You know what that is? Only if we have the size, the faith of the size of a mustard seed, God will uproot the tree of our sin. All we need is the faith of the size of a mustard seed, and God will move the mountain of our pride. Let us pray that for each other. That today, moving forward in our lives, we may have true faith. True faith. So that each and every day, as we live out this beautiful faith of ours, we'll be able to say, God, I've tried my best, but I am an unprofitable servant. I've only done what I'm supposed to do.